mercy and worship you, O God. And we bring your name on high, O God. We glorify you as we continue to serve you. O Lord, lead us and fill us once again with the Holy Ghost so that we can reach the lost and do the work, O God, that you are there for us to do. In Jesus' name, amen. Proclaim his goodness, his great, and what he have done great things for us. Sing with me. How great is our God.
Oh,
people, Lord, to continue to serve you and to proclaim your word to all the people, to the end of the earth, till you come and take us. In Jesus' name, guide us and empower us. Thank you, Lord. We bless you, O God. We magnify you. We adore you. This is our prayer in Jesus' name. Amen. Let us be seated in God's presence. Let's collect now our tithes and our offerings and our festive fruits to God. The Lord is good, and His goodness endure forever. Thank you, Lord. We bless you. We magnify you. We adore you. I will receive much from God. Amen. Amen. As we bring to God what is due for Him, the Lord will bless us. He will open the windows of heaven and He bless us and rebuke the devourers in our lives. And all the nation will know that we are blessed by Him. Lord, thank you for my brothers and sisters who brought their tithes and offering and first fruit to you. Lord, bless them, bless their jobs. Open the windows of heaven and bless them and rebuke the devourer in their lives. I pray also, Lord, our brethren who has no job and no income, remember them, provide for them. Oh God, we pray also, multiply this money and use it to reach the lost, reach those who are away from you. We thank and we praise you. This is our prayer in Jesus' name. Amen. When we start prayer, the Lord led us to James chapter 1, and we read that the man who is doer of the work, he is blessed in all what he do. Amen. And when we are worshiping, the Lord impressed to me to read and expound the scripture from the book of Esther, chapter 4. How many of you here today are blessed by the Lord? Amen. Amen. All of us are blessed. We are the Esther of God. Amen. We are the church. We are saved by His blood. We are put in the royal position. We are royal priesthood. Amen. We are blessed materially, spiritually in the heavenlies, spiritual gifts, promises of God in heaven, salvation, all kinds of the fruit of the Holy Spirit, the baptism of the Holy Ghost, all these the blessings of God. Amen. And sometimes we ask, why all these things? Because He loves us. Because His nature is love. He wants to have fellowship with man. Let's read Esther chapter 4. How many of us know the book of Esther? Amen. Amen. You know, Esther was a Jewish, and she was in exile, and the one who cared for her is his cousin Mordecai and Hadassah, her name before, and the king of the land, he was get angry with his wife, and he despised her, he divorced her, and he told them, look for me for a virgin, and they call all the virgins, all the kingdom of Persia, and finally, God allowed that Esther will be the queen, and God had blessed her. And one day there was a problem. There was a problem that will affect the whole Jewish. And let's read Esther chapter 4. And when Mordecai perceived all that was done, Mordecai rent his clothes and put on sackcloth with ashes and went out into the midst of the city and cried with a loud and bitter cry and came even before the king's gate. For none might enter into the king's gate clothed with sackcloth. And in every province, whithersoever the king's commandment and his decree came, there was great mourning among the Jews, and fasting, and weeping, and wailing, and many lay in sackcloth and ashes. So Esther Mills and her chamberlains came and told it her. Then was the queen exceedingly grieved and she sent raiment to clothe Mordecai and to take away his sackcloth from him, but he received it not. Then called Esther for Hatach, one of the king's chamberlains, whom he had appointed to attend upon her, and gave him a commandment to Mordecai to know what this was and why it was. So Hatach went forth to Mordecai unto the street of the city, which was before the king's gate. And Mordecai told him of all that had happened unto him, and of the sum of the money that Haman had promised to pay to the king's treasuries for the Jews to destroy them. Also he gave him the copy of the writing of the decree that was given at Shushan to destroy them, to show it unto Esther, and to declare it unto her, and to charge her, that she should go in unto the king to make supplication unto him, and to make request before him for her people. And Hatach came and told Esther the words of Mordecai. Again Esther spake unto Hatach, and given him commandment unto Mordecai, all the king's servant, and the people of the king's provinces, do know that whosoever, whether man or woman, shall come into the king, into the inner court, who is not called, there is one law of his to put him to death, except such to whom the king shall hold out the golden scepter, that he may live. But I have not been called to come in unto the king these 30 days. And they told to Mordecai Esther's words. Then Mordecai commanded to answer Esther, think not with thyself that thou shalt escape in the king's house more than all the Jews. For if thou altogether holdest thy peace at this time, then shall their enlargement and deliverance arise to the Jews from another place, but thou and thy father's house shall be destroyed. And who knoweth whether thou art come to the kingdom for such a time as this? Then Esther bade them return Mordecai this answer: go gather together all the Jews that are present in Shushan, and fast ye for me, and neither eat nor drink 3 days, night or day. I also and my maidens will fast likewise, and so will I go in unto the king, which is not according to the law, and if I perish, I perish. So Mordecai went his way and did according to all that Esther had commanded him. Amen. Lord, let's bow our head, all of us. Tell him, Lord, speak to me through your word. Guide me. Direct me, O God. Tell him I am willing to obey you, Lord. Help me, Lord, to comply with your will. Lord, I want to be a doer of your work, a doer of your word. Put, Lord, word and statement on my lips to motivate and encourage your church, your Esther, to go on and serve you. This is our prayer in Jesus' name. Amen. You know, in every life for Christians, we have struggles, we have problems. And God worketh in our lives that he will take us from low state and walk with us till he put us, you know, through prayers, through petition, through hard work, that we can see that our desires our longing, our needs is fulfilled step by step, till we reach the situation that we are well provided, we are given good things, favor and help and support, answer prayers, and sing life, beautiful, the gift of prayers, the gift of the Holy Ghost, the fruit of the Holy Spirit, the miracles that God is doing in our life, it make our life so beautiful. And at this moment, there is an assignment for us we need to do. Amen. The story that we have read, what had happened at the background, there was name, we have read his name here, man, his name here is Haman. That man, he made conspiracy that he would annihilate all the Jewish people. And Mordecai, being the one who was working at the king gate, he's the one responsible was at that time on the welfare of the Jewish people. He was burdened. He had a burden that he wanted to help and support all the Jewish people because they are the people of God. And he is having a burden to care for them. When he heard that had happened, that the decree had been issued and they sent letters to all the provinces in all the languages, and all the Jews start to pray and fast and crying to God because they had set a day to destroy them. And that is around almost 1 year after. So they cannot do anything because according to the rules of that kingdom, once the king issues a decree, he cannot cancel it. He cannot do anything about it. So they pray and fast. And Mordecai, he pray and fast, and also he wears sackcloth, and he can't enter the king gate because it's not allowed. Somebody, sackcloth, what sackcloth? They will get a sack of rice or sack of wheat. They will make a hole up, and they will wear it as their cloth. It is very tough, very, very hard, because that's how the way they will fast. They cry to God. They will sit in dust and ashes without taking bath, whatever, how many days, because they are appealing for help from the Lord. And somebody came and he saw Mordecai, and somebody came and told Esther about Mordecai, right? Now let's read verse 4. So Esther's maids and her chamberlains came and told her. Then was the queen exceedingly grieved, and she sent raiment to clothe Mordecai and to take away his sackcloth from him, but he received it not. So what they told her? What they told her? Her maid, when they came to her, what they told her? They told her, Mordecai wearing sackcloth. That's only what they told her. That's the only thing they told her. Did they tell her that the Jews are going to be annihilated? They did not tell her. Why? Because they are away from such news. Have you get the point? Now the same with you and with me. Certain time we think we have a problem. Oh, I am not eating much. Oh, I did not sleep much. Oh, I want my mobile better like this. We are thinking this is our problem. But we are not aware there are many other people, they are in a hard situation. Have you got the point? So when she hears that he's wearing sackcloth, what she did? She sent him cloth. But the problem is not in the cloth, he has cloth. That's another issue. Have you got the point? Now, when she was as a queen, God had blessed her. And now Mordecai is her cousin who cared for her. And she's not aware about the situation. So she sent again to him somebody else to ask him what is going on. Why you are wearing like this? You get the point? We need to inquire, right? Why the situation? Why you are wearing sackcloth? Why you are fasting? Why you are sad? We need to inquire, because this is our responsibility, right? And when she said him, what is the issue? He told her, this is the issue, when he gave her the degree, the copy of the letter. And this is the plan they would annihilate the whole Jewish. And what he told her? He told her, and also, verse 8, and also he gave him the copy of the writing of the degree that was given at Shushan to dissuade him, to show it unto Esther, and to declare it unto her, and to charge her that she should go in unto the king to make supplication unto him, and to make request before him for her people. He told him, okay, you give her this letter and tell her she's not the queen. Right? What she's doing there? Yeah? You get the point here? You have received job, you have received visa, you have received family, you have received money. Have you get the point here? So what are you going to do with all these things? Yeah? You have to work it out to help your people. That's here the point. You told her, you get this, you are the issue because she's not aware. And let her go to the king and appeal for us. That we are the church. The church, we are Esther, right? We are beautiful like Esther. Esther was very beautiful. The church is very beautiful, the church of God. Spiritual gifts, right? Miracles, healing, wonders, yeah? Devil attack, we are protected. All these beautiful things God provides for us, for what? We need to do our work. She go and appeal. How we appeal? We appeal to God in prayer. Yeah? We need to carry the burden. Yeah? So when he came to her, what she told him? When they told her like this, what she answered them? What she say? And Hatta came and told Esther the words of Mordecai. Again Esther spake unto Hatak and gave him commandment unto Mordecai. What she told him? Yes, I will go. She said, you know the situation, you know the rules, you know, because, you know, if you will enter the king and he not call you, you may lose your life. Have you get the point? And since 1 month, he did not call me, so I am afraid if I will go, have you get the point here? If I will go, he will take my... So what she's saying now? She want to wash her hand. You know, many Christians like that. You know, Lord, give me and give me, give me. After that, thank you, Lord. I don't want to be disturbed. I want to live a comfortable life. No concern, no burden to others. But that is not the thing God wants from us. And Mordecai, when he heard this Esther, she did like this. You are my daughter. I care for you. You will answer me this? What you told her? He sent her rebuke. Sometimes God rebuke us or no? Why God rebuke us? Because we are not doing well. We are good in asking God beautiful things. When we get it, we should not back out. We are soldiers for Christ. We should be ready for the work of God. Yeah? We cannot choose only the blessing side, but we don't want to take risk. We don't want to do the work. And the more, you know, Jesus say, if any man, can we just keep your Bible on Esther 4 and go to Matthew chapter 16 and verse 24. What Jesus say? Matthew chapter 16. And verse 24. Then said Jesus unto the disciples, if any man will come after me, let him deny himself and take up his cross and follow me. And verse 25. For whosoever will save his life shall lose it. And whosoever will lose his life for my sake shall find it. Esther, she does not want to lose her life, right? She wants to save her life. She will lose it. Mardukaya thought that you go and take the risk. That is the way to save your life in Christ. Not that you are just receiving a blessing, but you are not willing to do your part. No, that cannot be. If you want the blessing to continue, take the blessing and do your part like a river. The water of the river are sweet, right? Because it is moving. The water of the pond is salty and bitter because it is stagnant. Amen? We receive the blessing. We pass the blessing. We move with God's Holy Spirit. And the more we move, we are refreshed. Amen? Because the flow of the Holy Spirit gives us healing, give us strength, give us revival, give us joy. And at the end of the day, we have done something to the Lord. And we feel happy. You know, Jesus said, you know, they will be rejoicing in heaven for one soul repent, more than 99 that does not take repentance. And that joy in heaven will be transferred in our lives. Now, what a joy to serve the Lord. What a joy to get involved in a mission work that God will save many people from the plan of devil. You know, many people are cooked, baked, you know, boiled by the plan of devil, and we are just take it easy. No, we need to do our part. The same Lord, the time of Easter, is the same Lord here today with us. He wants us to do his work. In verse 13, what Mordecai answered Easter chapter 4, 13. Then Mordecai commanded to answer Easter, think not with thyself that thou shalt escape in the king's house more than all Jews. When we are moving away from God's service, we don't want to get involved, we don't want to suffer. Who will attack us? Devil himself. You see, you are there, you think that you are there, you will be protected. You think that you get the blessing and now that you will do like that, you will be protected. You know, you will be attacked also. Because the attack is from the devil, and we need to know our enemy. Our enemy are the devil and his demons, and we have to work with God to fight against them so his Holy Spirit and his blessing will continue in our lives. For if thou altogether holdest thy peace at this time, you know, you will not speak, if you will not pray, if you will not do the mission work, if you will not evangelize, then shall their enlargement and deliverance arise to the Jews from another place. God will do the work. God will use other people to do the work. But what will happen to you? But thou and thy father's house shall be destroyed, and who knoweth? He said you will be affected, you will be destroyed, you and your father's house, and who knoweth whether thou art come to the kingdom for such a time as this. He told him, who knows? You are there for this, not to be a queen and enjoy life of palace. You see, you are there to do this work, not for other things. How many of you are aware about the God's calling in your life? You may be doing a lot of work in your work, in your job, but God has another calling for you to do. God has called you for an assignment. Say amen. How many of you want to serve the Lord? Don't be afraid. Don't be afraid. God will bless us more when we give to Him. God wants your heart. God wants your life. God wants your time. God wants your talent. God wants to use your relationship, your position. There are certain people you are in contact with. They will make difference when you reach them out. Mordecai cannot enter the palace. Esther can do speak to the king. Don't think about yourself. Don't be selfish. Church should not be selfish. Amen. Dear, I should not be selfish. Can you say it? I should not be selfish. Tell to the Lord, I will never be selfish from this day on. Lord, I will do your work and your assignment that you have given to me. In Jesus' name. Amen. Amen. Then Esther bade them retain Mordecai, this answer. Gather together all the Jews. God wants us to speak like this. Say, yes, I will do. But oh, let me, can you let me think? I will think about it. I will pray about it. What do you pray about it? This work of God, you will, as God asks you to do something, you will say, you come with excuses? No. Yes, Lord, I will do. He told Mordecai, gather all the Jews and that are present in Shushan, and fast you are for me. He say fast that I can able to go, and he will agree. And neither eat nor drink 3 days, night or day. That's the work of God. Certain time you wake up in the morning, you want to eat, and there's a problem. God say fast. Amen. We have to be ready for the work of God. He say fast for me 3 days, night or day. I also and my maidens will fast likewise. You know the food of the palace? 5-star. But the work of God is more first have to come. And so will I go unto the king, which is not according to the law. And if I perish, I perish. See, then, yeah, that's what God wants. If God wants me to go, I will go. Whatever the outcome, what I need to do, I need to obey God. Today in the morning, I asked the Lord, I told him, Lord, you have given me everything. Lord, my prayer to you, I want you to be pleased with me. Amen. God has given you everything, I tell you. God has given us more than Esther has received. We are royal priesthood by the blood of Jesus. We are children of the King. And we need to do the work. And we know in chapter 5, when she entered the king, he said, yes, even if you ask half of the kingdom, Queen Esther, I will give it to you. So it depends on us. It depends on me. It depends on you. Can you say, it depends on me if I am willing to obey? Lord, I will not make any more excuses to obey you. I will obey, Lord. Let's all stand. Remember, you are in such a position for a time as such. Tell to your neighbor, tell to your right and left, you are in such a position for a time as such. Yes. Thou art come to the kingdom for such a time as this. God had a place in his kingdom. As you believe in Christ, and had placed you somewhere for a certain purpose. Yes, oh God. Let us stand in the presence of God and be willing as soldiers to be sent to the arena to fight the good fight as Esther, armed by the by the full armor of God, the helmet of salvation, the belt of truth, the sword of the Spirit, the blessed plate of righteousness, the shield of faith, and the feet that should in the gospel of peace, ready to preach the gospel and all kinds of prayers. Here we are. We stand, O Lord, in the midst of you, in the midst of the multitude, Lord. Here am I, Lord. Send me, Lord. I am willing, Lord, to evangelize.
Lord, I stand in the midst of the multitude.
house of God. Take your word and spread it and raise up your Easter, the church of God and all the workers in your vineyard to go on and take the mission and save you. Lord, bless us. Enlarge our territory, Lord. Let your hands, O God, be with us and free us from harm so that we will not feel pain. May the grace of the Lord Jesus and love of God and the fellowship of the Holy Ghost be with us all in Jesus' name. Amen and amen.